This meeting to order here at, is it 8:38? The record shows that we have Representative Elkin, Co-Chair Ledoux, and Representative Wilson, and Representative Salmon, and Chairman Thomas. This morning, we have one bill, House Bill 230, and Mr. Fisk will present it for sponsor.
Who might that be?
Who is that fine man?
For the record, I'm Ian Fisk, and here to present HB 230. This is a companion bill to Senate Bill 145 by Senator Stedman, and it has to do with tenders and the Commercial Fishing Revolving Loan Fund. The Revolving Loan Fund is managed by the Division of Investments, and that's in Department of Commerce. It was first capitalized in the early 70s, about the time that limited entry came about. And the division makes several different loans to fishermen and also to communities now, primarily for vessel purchase, gear, limited entry permits, IFQs, and for product quality improvement loans. Product quality improvement loans include things like freezing systems, RSW systems, any equipment that can be used basically to, as the name indicates, to improve the quality of the fish that we're producing. But as it is now, tenders who are not considered fishermen specifically in law are not eligible for these loans. So this bill simply makes them eligible. I guess you could look at it as closing a loophole in the system. This bill would, in addition to making individuals who are tenders eligible, it would allow for companies that may be made up of qualified Alaska residents, it would make them eligible as well. And so that's an important distinction that I believe is made in Section 3 of the bill. So with that, we have Kelly Sharp from Division of Investments, who can answer any specific questions of the committee, or I'd be glad to as well.
Questions from the committee? Thank you. Any questions of Kelly? You want to testify or just, no?
I'm available to answer any questions.
Okay, we have anybody in the audience want to testify? Off net, we have somebody in Homer. Is that person in Homer there?
State your name. Yes, good morning. My name is Jason Kuntz. I'm a commercial fisherman and a tender owner. I own the fishing vessel Lady Blackie, and I'd just like to say I've read the bill, and I'd like to make a few comments on it.
Okay,
well, good morning. I think it's a great bill. I'm a young fisherman. I've been doing this for about 10 years. Came into Homer with about $100 in my pocket, and I've worked my way up to owning a vessel. But getting a bank loan now with if another person was interested in buying a tender, it is extremely tough with just the nature of the fishing industry and the unstableness of it. And the revolving loan fund has definitely helped me. I've purchased fishing permits through the Bristol Bay permit and also IFQs through the program, and it's been a tremendous enterprise for me. I mean, it was great. The people there to work with are great. It's a great program, and I think it's a great bill, and I definitely support it. And I hadn't heard of it. Luckily, I got the word this morning on my way to drop my son off at school, and I was able to come in. But I just want to say I support the bill, and I think it's a great program. I would like to see the lending limit increased a little. $300,000 is kind of a little light for most tenders. Most tenders are selling in the neighborhood of $350,000 to $400,000 for a serious tender. But yeah, other than that, I think it's a great bill, and I just want to say thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from? None, thank you. Jerry, do you want to testify?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. My name's Jerry McCune. I'll be representing myself and a lot of the tendermen that can't be here today. They're in Sitka. I talked to them yesterday. And in Cordova, there's a lot of tenders that are just tendermen. Not, they don't have permits. They don't do anything else. They tender. So we designed it so, the sponsor designed it so that you could get a loan on an existing vessel for $300,000. That's why it's $300,000. To upgrade your RSW or... In Cordova, they haul fuel. They got to have new fuel tanks, all Coast Guard approved, and so this is really a great thing because the tendermen are a very important part of the fishing industry by hauling those fish to town, getting them to town, make sure they're in good quality, and I realized when I started down this road looking at it, there's a lot of residents that are just tendermen. They don't do anything else but tender all around the state all year, so. I think this would be a great thing to be able to, for them to upgrade their existing vessels.
Questions? Oh, Representative Wilson.
She was first, really?
Okay.
Well, that's okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In your opinion, if someone wanted to, had been here for a couple of years and decided that they wanted to tender, would they be able to at the price that it's at now, $300,000?
Through the chair, Representing Wilson. There's some people that did get into fishing, tendering by buying vessels. Vessels are pretty reasonable, depending on your area. You know, they use a lot of smaller, shallow vessels in Cordova and deeper and bigger vessels in Kodiak and down in Southeasters that pack more. So it depends whether you're just keying in on packing red salmon or pink salmon. But there is opportunities for a young fella to get in. I know my son, he leased a vessel to start with and then ended up finally purchasing a vessel just to tender all year long. So,
well, I follow up. I guess my question is, this is something new. We're starting right now, and is $300,000 enough, or should we say $400,000? I mean, I'm just asking that because I don't know.
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, it's set out, I think, in the regs and all these things. If I'm not mistaken, it said, and $300,000 was set for those kind of loans for existing vessels. You can't buy a vessel with $300,000, but the $300,000 is capped to upgrade your vessel, and that includes for fishermen also. So, if I remember right,
that's correct.
Representative LeDuc.
Yes, if you're a commercial fisherman and you purchase and you want to purchase a fishing vessel with this loan, can you do that under this current statute?
Through the chair, Representative, I know it says that it says in that loan there. If I remember, it just says that for existing vessels. So you can't purchase with that loan, if I'm correct here. It's just that upgrading the existing vessel that you have.
That would be, if I can follow up, that would be for the tenders you could only do that.
Right.
But
it looks like for fishing vessels, you could actually purchase a fishing vessel. So my question is, what is the rationale for limiting in this amendment to simply limiting to upgrading a tender rather than making it also for a purchase of a tender?
I think it's the cap again. It's,
you want me to answer that, Mr.
Chair? Actually, we have anybody. Yeah.
Well, the reason that we did that is that we wanted to make sure that tendermen, most existing tendermen that I talked to already exist, so they wanted to have access be able to upgrade their vessels. Nobody talked to me about purchasing vessel, and that would take a whole lot of more money. And a lot of people, when you talk about the loan program, there's so much money for IFQs, there's so much money for permit purchase, and we didn't want to go overboard in requesting for tenders that would get into a whole lot of money. So we made it so that the existing tenders that are out there now, residents could upgrade their vessel. That was the logic I got, Mr. Chairman, when we sat down with this.
Can I follow up on that?
Yes.
And maybe I need to really ask Ian this question then. Now, under the original statute without the amendment, though, you wouldn't be able to borrow more than $300,000 even for the purchase of a fishing vessel. Is that correct? So couldn't you stick in for a purchase of a tender under this without raising the amount of money that would be necessary?
Mr. Chairman, if you have a permit, you're eligible for those loans anyway. If you have a limited entry permit, you're eligible for all the other categories. But if you don't own a permit, which a lot of tendermen that I talk to don't own permits, salmon permits, or any way to get into the loan program. So what we did is create this category where they could come in and get upgrade their vessels, existing vessels, because they're not eligible because they don't own permits. They'd have to go to CFAB or to a bank, or they'd have to go somewhere else to try to upgrade their RSW and that kind of equipment.
What you want to do, Matt, is to expand it to allow them to buy a tender up to $300,000, which I think is what you're asking.
That's exactly what I'm asking. I don't know necessarily that that's what I want to do, so I guess I'm asking. The sponsor of the bill, is that something that would be reasonable to be doing?
Well, I think if you have the collateral, that's the main thing. You know, every time I've applied, if you have collateral, you can buy a vessel. And I don't think there's restrictions. Kelly can answer that. I don't think there's restrictions if you can afford to buy a vessel.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Kelly Sharp. I'm the loan manager for the Division of Investments. To try to answer your question, if I understand it correctly, the loan limit under Section B of our program where we purchase vessels is currently $100,000. The loan limit under Section A, where you can also do product quality improvements to a vessel, is $300,000. So it's a little bit confusing, but if you're talking strictly the purchase of a vessel, right now the cap is $100,000 under Section B of the program.
Thank you.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If we look on page 2 of the bill, and this is existing statute, it does limit it, to upgrading existing vessels, repair, restoration, or upgrading of existing vessels. So it kind of follows through, for us women that don't know that much about fishing, but it does follow through with the way the statute's written already. So I feel comfortable with it.
Well, I was just looking at B, and B on page 2 specifically says for the purchase of vessels.
Also, the section of the A next page says to individual commercial fishermen.
Madam Co-Chair, if I could just qualify, Section B you're referring to, I believe, is the statute that authorizes the purchase of vessels. And that's the section that's capped at $100,000 currently.
Thank you.
That's a youth, Representative Salmon.
Where's all this money coming out of?
Through the Chair, Representative Salmon. It would come out of the commercial fishery involved in the loan fund.
That comes from the general fund, or the
It's a revolving loan fund. It's completely self-supporting. There hasn't been any general fund appropriations to the fund since 1985. So it's totally revolving and self-supporting.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last year, we took money from the fund and put it in the general fund, and I was concerned that they were going to be taking too much and it would deplete the fund. How are we? Did they do that again this year?
Through the Chair, Representative Wilson, it's hard for me to comment on that. I don't know right now what the plan is for that. I believe it was about $2 million taken out last year.
Yeah.
At some point, if that continues, it will obviously eat into the fund. I certainly wouldn't characterize that as being right around the corner, but eventually that would become an issue. I don't think it's imminent, but eventually it would.
I mean, that concerns me.
Jerry?
Mr. Chairman, I haven't seen any plans for that, but, you know, I'm certainly tracking all that, so that, yeah, that would be a big concern to us, because we don't want to, this fund's paid for itself a long time ago, and we want to make sure there's enough existing money in there for fishermen to be able to use it, so we'll keep a close eye on that.
Anybody else on the line? Any more questions? Anybody else in the audience who want to testify?
Are you ready for a motion?
Ready for a motion.
I move that House Bill 230, version G, be passed out of this committee with individual recommendations.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 230 is moved from committee. And we're adjourned.